In North Carolina's Democratic primary, State Senator Erica Smith has been boosted by $3 million in commercials and mailers touting her progressive credentials. The ads were by a mysterious Florida political action committee called Faith and Power. It's funded by the GOP Senate Leadership Fund to hobble the leading Democrat in the race, Cal Cunningham. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The ads say that Erica Smith is the proven progressive that North Carolina needs.
Who will vote for the Green New Deal? Erica Smith, not Cal Cunningham. Who will vote for Medicare for All? Erica Smith, not Cal Cunningham.
On Friday, the Senate Leadership Fund, which supports Republican Senate candidates, said it has been funding the Faith and Power PAC that's paid for the ads. In a news release, Leadership Fund President Stephen Law said the meddling has been a, quote, unqualified success and has forced Cunningham to spend money to win the March 3rd primary. In running the ads for Smith, the Senate Leadership Fund said it, quote, stole a page out of Chuck Schumer's playbook. Law was referring to past efforts by Democrats to boost fringe candidates in Republican primaries. One of the most famous was in 2012, when former Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill said she boosted the candidacy of Todd Akin, a staunch conservative. Her campaign cut ads highlighting Akin's positions on social issues. McCaskill wrote in her book that she had, quote, successfully manipulated the Republican primary so that in the general election, I would face the candidate I was most likely to beat. Cunningham is not amused by the pro-Smith ads. His campaign released a commercial this week that said the ads are, quote, deceptive.
I'm Cal Cunningham, and I want you to hear directly from me about these deceptive ads attacking my values. They're just not true. They're paid for by Mitch McConnell's allies. And
Cunningham's campaign objected to two parts of the pro-Smith ad, which said that only Smith would stand up to the NRA and support LGBTQ rights. In a statement earlier this month, Smith said she disavows and disassociates herself from the Faith and Power ads. The winner will face Republican incumbent Tom Tillis in the fall. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.